This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury and welcome to Open for Business. Let's talk a little bit about Malaysia's favourite topic, eating. On the phone with me right now, I have a couple of people. I have Alicia and I have Dursun, and they are both from Kampung Dining. Dursun is what we might call a new generation of a Peranakan chef. Dursun, would you say that's accurate?
Yes, concisely. I grew up learning with my mom about the Peranakan food. Though I didn't attend any culinary school, I have a huge passion with Peranakan food because the food brings back a lot of good memories. And the taste reminds me a lot of the childhood time that I spent with my mom in the kitchen. So it's really very emotional when I talk about Peranakan food, though. That's why when me and Alicia were talking about what we want to do for our life, we decided to do a business. Then we decided to start with this Peranakan food as a key cuisine for Kampung Dining.
Okay, well, let's begin there then. I mean, talk to me about the very beginning of the business. You know, how did it start and how did you make Kampung Dining grow? Because it's contemporary dining, right?
Yes.
We are a Kampung contemporary dining, so it's mainly Melaka Peranakan food, and then we try to modernize it with the kind of food that we have tasted around the world, from especially from Taiwan or China, where Dursun has worked and studied before.
And that's how you started. You just kind of sat down one day and went, "Let's open up a restaurant."
Actually, that was very, very crazy decision we made, because back then we were working in a corporate, and we were colleagues back then, and we started dating, and we like to eat around and cook in our kitchen, and we were sort of bored with what we are doing in a corporate routine, and we wanted to do something really crazy. So we sat down one day and we read about some YOLO ideas, and we have, okay, why not we just YOLO another time now? And then, okay, just resign, open a restaurant, get our hands dirty, get ourselves tired of all the F&B stuff, work and things like that. Then we started from there. So
I think it really started when we talk about what is our life goals, and then we were saying that we wanted really to create something that is really our own. Thinking like, if we are already working so hard in the corporate anyway, why don't we start something that both of us are really passionate about? And when we are old and everything, at least there is something that we can tell our kids or grandkids that we did something that we really like and make a living out of it. So I think that's where we started. And then one thing that we are really passionate about is really about cooking, and also Malaysian food or Peranakan food. That's why we started this. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question then. I mean, Dursun, you said just a few moments ago that the two of you were working together in the corporate industry.
Yes.
Do you think you're happier now doing what you're doing?
Definitely. I'm much happier now. Simply because the work that I do now, the business that I'm in now, is really the things that I'm passionate about. So, and then that is actually the key questions, that the key problems that I want to solve back then when I want to quit. Because I wake up in the morning going to the office, I don't feel energized, and I feel a bit, I switch to a corporate mode when I work and things like that. So that is the time that I know that that is not the life that I want to live. So, and right now, even though some days I wake up feeling, oh, I need to go to a restaurant, but when I step into the kitchen, when my oven is on, when the exhaust is on, the whole mood is out. So I can I can feel that the fire of my cooking passion is burning, and I can really I can really enjoy it even though I'm tired. Not like last time I have to switch on the mode to work and switch off when I come back home. So these are the two totally different lifestyle that I experience, and I really like my life now.
Alicia, is it similar for you? Would you say you feel more content now?
I think yes, because what Dasan is saying, this is something that we created from scratch. So I think sometimes even though when we are really tired, and we're faced with many obstacles, especially with the pandemic. We have our argument, but at the end of the day, we both of us are very, we felt a lot of ownership towards this, I think. And then that's why we are, even when we have a family and stuff now, we also understand how this industry, being in this industry, we may not be living the same kind of lifestyle as our friends with kids nowadays, but then we have to kind of adjust towards it. And then we kind of find our own balance working in a restaurant and also making sure that our kids have a balanced lifestyle, I guess.
And how long ago did you guys start?
We started Kampong Dining about 3 years ago, actually. In November 2018. So
and was it difficult for you guys to raise the money to open something like this? I mean, you know, a passion project like this comes difficult to get money from it sometimes, and often it becomes, you know, it can be quite burdensome, right?
Yeah, I think it's lucky that we actually started before we got married and have a kid. So we are a bit more, risky that time.
That's the advice. Yeah. That's the advice you'd give to potential entrepreneurs. Yeah. Do it before you have kids.
Because I think now we have kids, every time when we do things, we really think twice. But last time when we only 20 something, we just thought that we have been working in corporate for some time. I have my savings, he has his savings. And then I think it's also important that I have parents that is really supportive. So we took out our savings, and then I got some money from my dad. We started this. And then Dustin didn't quit right away. He kind of took he was working in the restaurant and also in the corporate for some time until it kind of, but I quit first. So until it kind of took off already, for about 3 months, then only he fully quit his job.
Yeah, and I was quite lucky though. The company encouraged, sort of give me some free times on sabbatical leave. They didn't discourage me to try out this with Alicia. The company gave me sabbatical leave so that I can be more into the business. And then they also tell me that, well, if the business is not success, you can always come back. So we have some backup plan.
Great.
Yeah, so it's very blessed as well that the corporate culture is also supportive on these entrepreneurship ideas. Even though at the end of the day, I leave the company, but we still stay connected with the managers back then and all the team in the corporate. So it's quite blessed with the great company culture that we worked then.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Because I think that's something quite rare.
But I think when his boss actually agreed on the sabbatical, he was actually thinking that maybe after 3 months he can kind of like automated the business and not quit. But he did quit as well. But we are lucky enough to get their blessing, actually.
Oh, that's really nice of them as well. Okay, let's take a short break here. And then when I come back, I want to talk to you about, obviously, the elephant in the room, and that being COVID. And I think that's obviously something that's affected so many businesses here in Malaysia and everywhere else, and just how you kind of dealt with that. Is that okay?
Yes. Okay, sure.
Okay, let's take a short break here. You're tuned in to Open for Business. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm on the phone with Alicia and Dursun from Kampong Dining. We'll be right back after these messages here on BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Brewing frothy mocha. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Open for Business. I'm on the phone with Dersen and Alicia from Kampung Dining. It's a Peranakan restaurant, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Obviously, we had a quick chat earlier about the beginning of the business. And round about a year and a half ago, we were all hit with this thing called COVID. And, you know, businesses were locked down, customers were not allowed to come into your restaurant and dine in. When you got the news of this first lockdown, how did you guys respond? And what were the first few things that you did after hearing about it?
It's only 1.5 years after we opened the restaurant, and then we heard of the lockdown. We didn't expect it at all. I think the news comes on the Monday night, and Tuesday was our off day. So the whole Tuesday, we were actually figuring out what we're supposed to do. And that time, I was actually like 38 weeks pregnant. And I was just ready to take my leave off work already. And we trained up our supervisor to do the job I'm doing in the restaurant.
Oh, no.
And then after that, this news hit. And I was like, okay, I don't think I can take a break now. So I think what we figure out really in the beginning is we really try to understand the guidelines first, and then also understand from our other F&B business owners, what do they understand about the guidelines. Then immediately we think about our staffing. Because we don't think we really need so many staff working on an everyday basis. So we started them on a shift. But because it's also lockdown, means we cannot really have a meeting with them to sit down and talk to them about it. So we call them one by one to explain the situation, explain the shifting, how the shift arrangement works. And then also we look into how do we get customers' orders now, actually, because we are not in any delivery platform back then, actually. So, but I think initially we all think that it's only going to be a 2 weeks thing. So then see what is the things that we can do. So after the first few days, we realized that there is really very little food orders, because we are not in GrabFood. And then only the regular customers are actually ordering from us via WhatsApp. So we started to be more engaged in social media and also to look at clearing our inventories. So that's when Dersen was saying that maybe we can sell off our raw ingredients. Yeah. So he immediately started to take out all the vegetables and meat and prawns, etc. And then I start taking pictures, and then we post it up in our social media.
Yeah. And actually this idea of selling off raw ingredients come out when I was driving through like some supermarket jar grocery. I saw like the queue was so long, and it got me worried though, because I see people crowding to buy groceries, and I was thinking, hey, actually I have my suppliers that can send me vegetables, meat, and what can I help with my customers if I can really supply them with the competitive price of the vegetables and meat, then they don't need to go to the supermarket on a queue. I can send to their home, and then they can be more safe, and hopefully with this small effort we can really control the virus, and 2 weeks later we can be out again. So that is an initial idea of why we started to switch our gear to focus on grocery when the first MCO just started. And the response was really good. It got us really busy in the first week of MCO 1.0. But we also on a very steep learning curve because our team was not trained properly on how to pack, sell, and deliver those grocery items, vegetables, and all together. So we are on a new business in the MCO 1.0 to learn how to pack, take orders, and deliver those grocery items. And this change of business model helped us to have reach the break-even point throughout the whole MCO 1.0.
I mean, it's very smart. Now, one of the questions that I have to ask is you know, you're a new, fairly new at this point, you're 1.5 years into your business. And even businesses that have been around for a while don't necessarily have a lot of money in the bank. You know, a lot of them are kind of working week to week or month to month. Some businesses might have 6 months of reserve cash, and you know, some businesses have a bit more. What about you guys? Is this something you had the chance to you know, gain money reserves? Had you got money in the bank?
Definitely not. So for the actually, because we are only 1.5 years in the business when the first lockdown happened, so we haven't even break even our first setup cost yet. So, but we are lucky enough that the previous 3 months was Christmas and also Chinese New Year. So the sales back then was quite okay. So it helped us to cover at least our first month of MCO, and then that's why we started to do a lot of initiatives actually throughout all the different MCO period. Like the first MCO, our main objective really is to drive sales as much as possible during lockdown period in whatever ways that we can, so that we can actually cover the cost month by month.
And the reserve that we have actually is sort of enough, very stretched for 3 months. So we are every month, almost every day, we are stressed about how is the sales going to be like the next day, because we need the sales to for the cash flow for us. That's why we think of doing whatever business or like grocery, and then next we focus on kuih or some gifting ideas, so that we continuously have a sales that the consumer will want, and then we continue to have a cash flow so it can pay back our suppliers, so that we can at least break even at least, and our staff. So we do all this, and just we scratch our heads, frankly speaking, just because we want to survive the business and also to help our staff, because we don't want to just tell them, okay, sorry, you have no job because of COVID, because we know that our staff has their family to feed. We discuss with our team. Our team are all very into going through this hard time together. And then whenever we change our plan, sell the new item, got new item to train or things like that, everyone just learn fast, do fast, and then get the sales in. And by month like that.
It's quite crazy the number of initiatives we have launched throughout all the four MCOs. So the first time we were doing groceries, and after that we switched back to food. And then we do Nonya, then we start to research on Nonya Kuih. Doesn't start to make all the different type of Nonya Kuih and train our staff right away on how to do all this Nonya Kuih, and then to do the packaging as fast as possible so that we can launch it. And then we even do, because we are popular for our pork nasi lemak, so we even started doing a really tall tower of pork lard nasi lemak, siuyok nasi lemak cake. All the ideas just to make sure that it's good for customers to take away to eat, and also good for gifting.
I have a couple of questions before I let you go there, right? Two things that really kind of interested me there. Obviously, you're in a time of great stress. And you have to deal with not only the relationship between you two, which I'd imagine at that point, you know, you're 1.5 years into your business, you've got a pandemic, you've got a new business. It must have been stressful for the two of you. Would you agree with that?
And a
baby just came out.
And a new baby. Was that a particularly hard time?
it was a particularly hard time because I think, especially with the new baby, we cannot go to confinement center. We don't have a confinement lady, and our family members are all not in KL. So yeah, so I think we just need to. We have our fair share of argument. So, but I think we get our, I think we all know that it's because we are stressed, and we both of us know that we have one goal actually, just to make sure that the business survives.
So, that it survives.
Yeah, so that's why we have to split our job. Sometimes some of the work and production and marketing, the things that I can do at home, I'll do at home. And then some of the, and then he has to work on training the new team up again, to do a lot of different things. I think we are lucky that our team members are quite agile to accept that every month or every 2 months, there is a new initiative coming up. Yeah.
Okay, I've got one last question for you then. Obviously, in the bottom of your email that you sent over to BFM when you were pitching for this, you said you believe there's light at the end of the tunnel and Malaysia will survive this pandemic and the economic crisis. What do you think the future holds for kampung dining?
For kampung dining, right, before the pandemic, when we opened, after 6 months, we received quite a lot of inquiries from investors or from some good malls that wanted us to expand into their malls like Garden, like Pavilion, and some other new developments. And then when we talked to those investors and people like that, they really like our product. They like our food. Philosophies, and then our product is appealing to the community around their areas. So it gives us confidence that, okay, this business actually can do. It just now is the time that we need to go through. And once this pandemic is going to be ending soon, hopefully, then we will be able to be
able to expand more.
when the market is ready. And I think for the past 1 month, when we see more businesses start to open up and then people start to come out, we start to gain back a lot more confidence that, okay, consumer, they start to come out, and then people start to live with a new norm. And that's why we also started to plan for our future. For example, we were looking at setting up our central kitchen. We are looking out for investors to really come in with us, expand the business to more places so that we can introduce Peranakan cuisine to more people in Malaysia, and hopefully in the future, in the next decade, we can be seen in other countries as well, so that we can really spread the Peranakan cuisine to more places.
I think that Peranakan food is something that Malaysian really likes, and also nasi lemak as well. So, but our struggle is that it's just the two of us. Even though we have a lot of passion in it, we lack resources, I think. And then that's why I think we hope that we can get more partners in, so that we can spread this passion that we have, and then also get more resources that we can actually, you know, make Peranakan food bigger.
That sounds fantastic, guys. Thank you very much for your time, and good luck with everything in the future.
Thank you very much, Richard.
My pleasure. You've been tuned in to Open for Business here on BFM. I've been on the phone with Dursun and Alicia from Kampung Dining. To find out more information about them, you can head over to their website. What's the website address, guys?
You can follow us at Kampung and IG or Facebook, Kampung Dining.
This has been Enterprise here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bossbully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.